あきおめ
ことよろ
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、一般的に女性は男性より寿命が長いことが知られていますが、デューク大学と南デンマーク大学の共同研究で過去250年分のデータを分析したところ、通常時だけでなく伝染病や飢饉など危機的状況下でも女性の方が生き残る確率が高いことが分かりました。1800年代初期のアメリカの奴隷や欧州各地の飢饉や伝染病など、全体の寿命が一気に短くなるような危機的状況における死亡率を分析すると、女性は男性より6ヶ月から4年長く生きていることが分かりました。年齢別に区切ると成人になってからの生存率にはあまり差がなく、幼児期に女の子の赤ちゃんの方が生き残りやすい何らかの生物学的な優位性が働いていると考えられます。
While it has been known that on average women live longer than men, researchers at Duke University and the University of Southern Denmark analyzed 250 years of data and found that a high proportion of women outlive men not only in times of prosperity but also through periods of disease outbreaks, famine and other dire circumstances. An analysis of data from a period of famine and plague in Europe, from periods of famine and plague in Europe and slavery in 1800s America found that women lived between 6 months and 4 years longer than men. A breakdown by age found that the difference in survival rates were not so different in adulthood, but that female babies had higher survival rates than male babies,suggesting some biological difference in hardiness.
そう、まあ寿命が長いっていうとなんとなく女性の方がおばあちゃんになってなった時に何年か長く生きるっていうイメージがあるけど、そういうわけじゃなくて、単純に男の子の赤ちゃんと女の子の赤ちゃんを同じ状況になった時に女の子の赤ちゃんの方が生き残りやすい、でそれが平均してみた時に寿命が女性の方が長いっていうことになるっていう、話なんだけど、
Both are sort of true, right?
うん、そうそう。まあただそっちの方が要因としては大きい。で、まあ遺伝子かホルモンかどっちかだと思うっていう話をしてて、例えば女性ホルモンって言われるエストロゲンは感染症に対して免疫機能を向上させる働きがあるっていうのが分かっているので、まあそういうこともあるのかなみたいな話。
It reminds me of the whole What were they calling it? Man flu?
Oh, yeah.
Man flu?
Man
I mean,
flu.
This could be somewhat related to man flu.
そうね。Man flu も最近結構研究が多いよね。何個か、あの、去年の終わりも見たけど、その、男性の方が風邪とかひいた時に、同じ38度でも、こう、女性より死にそうな感じになっちゃうみたいな現象のことだよね。
Yeah. And it seems like there might be something to that.
なんだろうね。でも人によるなっていう、また当然人によるんだけど、なんか育ってきた時確かにうちのお父さんとかすごい弱いの。もう37度とかでも死にそうな感じにしてくるのね。なんかああもうダメだみたいな。
Yeah.
でいつもなんか笑われてたんだけど家では。
The flu is really rough though for some reason. You don't feel like that?
まあインフルはねちょっとまた別の話だけど。
Isn't it? I don't understand how it could get worse. Like the feeling that you have is just like, wow.
最悪だよね。
Just end it.
でもうちの家だと今夫の方が平気なの。なんかすごい高熱でも全然カツ丼とか食べてるみたいな。だから人に、なんか、やっぱお父さんのイメージが強いから男の人って熱に弱いんだって勝手に思い込んでたんだけど、なんか夫見てると、あ、全然人によるんだなっていうのは思った。
Yeah, there's definitely a huge variation between individuals. But, you know, not just how it feels, but whether it kills you is what seems to matter in this, in this case.
で、この1800年代初期のアメリカの奴隷の話っていうのも、要は奴隷解放された時にアメリカからじゃあアフリカとかに帰りましょうみたいな、なって戻った時に それまでアメリカにはなかった病気とかにかかっちゃって一気にみんな死んじゃうみたいなことがあったらしいので、子供ももう1歳の誕生日迎えるまでにほとんどの子が死んじゃうとか、 っていう状況になった時に女の子の方が生き延びてたっていう。
I think all、large scale human migrations were generally that way、
うん、
you know, it's kind of like Oregon Trail、yeah. you know, it's just it's super tough、
うん、
and the survival rates are so low, so it tends to select the strongest people out of those populations.
Yeah, so
and this makes sense from an evolutionary standpoint. You don't need、women are more important for repopulating the society. If there were something killing large numbers of people, you would want to、it would be more beneficial to prioritize、
right.
the survival of females.
次、学会誌 Review of Economic Studies に掲載された研究で、2003年から2009年の間、売春を合法化したアメリカのロードアイランド州では期間中に性的暴行が 30%、 女性の淋病感染が 40% 以上減少していたことが分かりました。売春が合法化されると、運営企業は客の暴力を防ぐために鍵や防犯カメラ、セキュリティスタッフの配置などに力を入れる傾向にあるほか、働く人々が暴力を振るわれた際に警察に届け出たり、捜査に協力するケースも増えていました。またそれまで生産業の取り締まりを行っていた警察官が他の職務に時間を使えるようになったため、レイプなど他の犯罪率も低くなっていました。
According to a study published in Review of Economic Studies, Rhode Island, after decriminalizing prostitution between 2003 and 2009, saw a 30% reduction in sexual assault and a 40% reduction in gonorrhea in women. The legalization of prostitution has enabled brothels to protect their workers from clients by installing cameras and hiring security staff. This way, if sexual assault or other crimes occur, employees can more reliably report it to the police.Additionally, as the police now spend less time managing the sex industry, other crimes have been reduced.
そう、まああのカメラがあるからっていうよりも、自分が捕まることがないから警察に行きやすいっていう話ね。
But it's also helpful to have record and
yeah, yeah. You know. そうだからまあ淋病とかね最近結構ニュースになっていて、あの。抗生物質が効かないスーパー淋病みたいなのが出てきちゃって流行っていますっていう、
うん、
で普通の人だともう本当に数パーセントぐらいしかかからないんだけど、セクシャルワーカーの中だと結構何十パーセントとかかかったことある人がいるぐらいすごい差があるから、うん、あのっていう話で、これ結構もう前から言われてることなんだけどね、合法化した方がこうきちんと法律で管理してちゃんと運営できるからいいですよ、あの社会にとってメリットが大きいですよっていう話は何度も何度も繰り返されてるんだけど、なかなか進まないね。
Yeah, do you think that there are any downsides to legalization? I mean, there are clearly a lot of positives to legalization, but are there any negative consequences to legalizing prostitution?
ね、どう思う？私はあんまり思いつかないけどね。
Well,
逆に。
I wonder about whether legalizing it, you know, somehow normalizes it in the culture and whether or not that's a good thing. It kind of gets into a weird moral argument.
でも結局日本も違法だけど、違法でないことになってるけどあるじゃない？でそれが、normalize されてるよね、しかも。
But only in that mode. And there's a lot of different kinds of illegal statuses for things, you know. There's degrees of how it's enforced.
でも結構やっぱ日本のそのインターナショナルのコミュニティじゃない日本人の男性とかと喋ってると、もうなんか普通に風俗全然行ったことあるみたいな感じで、なんて言うんだろう。
Well, I don't know if it's that common.
It's actually pretty common.
It's definitely pretty common.
So like,
but it
is in a way normalized.
It depends who your friends are too.
で、やっぱりなんか働いてる女性のことを考えたときに、もうほとんどメリットしかないような気がしていて、例えば年末もう一回あの風俗店が火事になってこう逃げ遅れた、まあお客さんも 女の子も死んじゃうっていうのがあったけど、あれもこう老朽化が進んだ建物を建て替えられない、なんか私法律そこよく詳しくないんだけど、なんか風俗店の建物を建て替えるともう一回その免許みたいなのを提出しなきゃいけない、
うん、
でそうすると許可が下りないからもう古い建物のまま営業するしかないみたいな謎の状況になってるらしくて、だからこう老朽化したままみんな運営してる、だからこう火事になったり、例えば耐震とかちゃんとできてなかったりとか、すごい危ないらしいのね。だから
Well, the fire hazard should be avoided regardless, you know, there should
Yeah, でもそれができない状態になってる、てかそれをやってしまうと営業がもうできなくなっちゃうから、その会社としてはもういいやこのままでっていう感じになってるらしいのね。でその運営してる人も悪いんだけど、働いてる人たちはさ罪がないじゃない、それに関しては。だからなんかこう、まあ、あと病気とかもその法で管理されてないからこそどこまでチェックしてるのか、お客さんとかは全然ノーチェックで入れちゃうわけだしとか、あとまああのセックス・トラフィキングの話の時もよく出てくるけど、日本だとその例えばすごいお客さんに暴力振るわれたりレイプされたりとかひどいことされても警察に届け出ると自分が捕まっちゃうからもう泣き寝入りするしかないとか、だから誰にも人権が守られてないことになっちゃうから、
Right, I mean it has similarities to the drug issue as well.
そうそう、本当にそう、あのドラッグと一緒で、日本だと結構こう合法化するとすごい蔓延するんじゃないかみたいな風に勘違いしてる人が多いけど、あの違法になったから、違法にすればゼロになるんだったら確かにそうなんだけど、違法にしたところでゼロになるわけはなくて存在はし続けていて、逆に野放しになってる、野放しになってるし、違法だからこそ闇組織がそれでお金儲けられるわけだから、合法にしちゃえば税金もきちんと払わなきゃいけないし、法律でいろいろ規制もできてちゃんと管理されてオープンになってっていうことだと思うんだけどね、なんかなかなか進まないよね。
Yeah, I don't have much interest in using these kinds of services personally, right. So it's kind of hard for me to fairly assess it. But I mean, what do you think about? I mean, if it's as common as you're saying it is, I mean, what do you think about that as a normalized behavior in our society? Where if it's legal and it's kind of just sort of becoming a norm to just go into these brothels and then receive
services.
I mean, you don't really care about this woman. She's you just want to fuck her, and you have extra money lying around, and you could have spent that on, you know, something else. But
right.
What do you make of it all?
Manaka.
I think it's kind of sad, personally.
Yeah, it is sad for sure, but I mean, it won't go away. So we might as well legalize it. That's what I think. Because, まあなんか多分将来的に AI とかロボットとかできてきてすごいリアルになったりすれば、まあこう人間にとって変わってサービスを提供するみたいなことになって、逆にこう人が提供するということは減ったりするのかもしれないけど、ただこうその仕事の需要があるから、そのお客さんってだけじゃなくてそれをやりたい女の子もいるし、まあいろんな理由があって。
Money, most of them.
Well, there are a lot of people money, but like money for a lot of reasons, you know.、
Mm-hmm.
だからまずはそこをやっぱり守らないといけないと思うんだよね。なんか最近ツイッターですごい見てて、あの風俗で働いてる子たちのなんかコメントみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
いかにひどい扱いを常にされるか、でいかにそれをこう我慢することを強いられてるかっていう、なんかそこのパワーバランスがものすごい崩れてるから、こうなんか男性がすごくこう偉そうに接しちゃう、なんか金払ってんだからみたいな。で逆に言うと、
I don't know if that will change just by legalizing it though。
そうなんだけど、やっぱりこうなんていうの、
It is objectifying the woman. I mean, she's there to be.
Yeah,
fuck,
but I mean,
this is the
yeah,
business.
But I mean,
it's kind of.
そうなんだけど、その
there are manners.
そのビジネス自体が存在しないものとして目をつぶられてると、mm-hmm. やっぱりやりたい放題になっちゃうから、
mm-hmm.
もうちゃんと監視されてます。普通にこれはビジネスですよっていう、 こう、
right.
透明性ができるとお客さんの方もそんなに好き勝手できなくなると思うんだよね。
It's so tricky. Sex is so complicated.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm pro-legalization and anti-prostitution, if that makes sense. You know, like, I don't feel like we should stop people from doing it. If there are two people who, without the government, without anything, came to an agreement between themselves that I'm going to pay you money and this person agrees, like, I would like to receive that money in exchange for sexual services, then that's not in my business.
So, で、それがやっぱり、その、behind closed doors だと、その、払った対価以上のことを要求してきたりとか、それを力ずくで得ようとしたりとか、っていうなんか、まあ普通に単純に体の力の差とかもあるし、だからそこをもうちょっとちゃんと管理して守らないといけないと思うわけよね。
Right. It's like, I wouldn't want, like you wouldn't want your...future children to be prostitutes necessarily.
Yeah.
But if you couldn't stop them from being prostitutes and they were prostitutes, you would want it to be happening in a situation where it's legal and more protected.
Yeah. で、やっぱなんか今こうやってこうフェミニズムどうこうみたいな話になって、どうしてもこう、なんていうの、ホワイトカラーの方に目が行きがちなわけじゃない？イコールペイがどうこうとか。あの昇進がどうこうとかでもやっぱりそれだけじゃなくてセクシャルワーカーっていうでいっぱいいるからねその仕事してる人っていうのはだからそこもちゃんとないものとしないで目を向けて守らないといけないとは思うよねだからもうちょっとなんかタブー化しないで喋った方がいいと思うみんな
There's definitely way more people than we think
involved. Oh yeah for sure
And the internet consisting of like 80% pornography is evidence of that for sure.
そうそう。で、まあなんか最近ほら、女子高生の添い寝サービスとかなんかもういろいろあるわけじゃん。
Like, where is all this porn happening? It must be happening all around us, like right now. Like, in this build, maybe not in this building, but,
yeah, that's you know? possible.
Right?
うん。
I don't hear anything.
次。サンクトペテルブルグ大学の研究で哺乳類の動物は赤ちゃんを自分の左側に抱っこする傾向にあることが分かりましたこれまで人間など霊長類にこの傾向があることは分かっていましたがセイウチやオオコウモリでも同じ傾向が見られました感情や顔認識など社会行動を司る右脳で情報処理をするために赤ちゃんを自分の視界の左側に入るよう抱っこしたり休むときに左側に置いたりしていると考えられます。また赤ちゃん側も母親が視界の左側に来るように動いていることが分かりました。
Researchers at St. Petersburg State University have found that mammals hold their babies on the left side of their bodies. While it had been known that this was the case for humans and other primates, it has now been confirmed for mammals in general, including walruses and fruit bats.As the brain processes emotional and social data, as well as facial recognition, on the right side of the brain, mammals tend to place babies on the left side, including when putting them to sleep. Furthermore, it was also found that babies move in order to see their mother on the left side of their field of vision.
So, 結構人間だとまあ右利きが多いから、なんとなくこう右に頭を置きそうじゃない？でも意外とそうじゃない。
Is handedness a reliable indicator of brain? Which side of your brain is doing what?
I don't know. But...
Because I know that the... I don't know if it's an exact match with handedness. Because there's certain parts, functions of the brain that are always located on the left side.
Right.
Or the right
side. Yeah, それはそうでしょ?
Yeah, but the, the speech center could be located on either side.
Ah, okay, okay.
Either hemisphere of the brain.
なんかその、でも自分で友達の赤ちゃんとかをもらった時にどうしてるかなって思ったら確かにこうもらって左にやるよね。
Yeah. I just did it a few days ago. One of my best friend's babies.
Yeah, yeah.
And without thinking, I rotated, you know, it was a rotation into this...
そうだよね。
And the person handing me the baby knows which way it points,、
ねね、
which way the baby is supposed to point.
知らない間にみんなやってるんだけど、なんかその 右脳でどうこうっていうのもそうだし、まあ、それと関連して顔の左側の方が表情が豊かだっていう研究もあるから、まあ、そっちを赤ちゃんに見せた方がいいとか、まあ、あとカップルとかでよくこう、まあ、カップルじゃない友達とかでもいいんだけど右をどうしても歩きたがる人とかっているじゃん、
うん、
私もそうなんだけどなんか人と歩いてる時になんか右を歩きたいんだよね、
うん、
でもそれは右手にバッグを持ってるからそのバッグが人の間に入んないようになのかなって自分では思ってたんだけど、まあこういうのもあるのかもしれないね、うん、なんか左にいといてほしいみたいな。
What about your husband? What side does he wanna be on?
でも車道側を歩いてくれるからそれは
No choice、
うん、どっちに車道があるかによるかね、
うん、
それはでもなんかね本能的っていうよりかはあの環境だよね。
My brother is left-handed, and I'm right-handed. So I always want to sit on the right side. I always want to be on the right side. Because if me and my brother are sitting side to side, and I'm right-handed and he's left-handed, and we try to eat, we'll stab each other's eyes out, right? So it's...
I don't know how that would happen, but yeah, sure.
I don't know. But yeah, it's kind of permanent, too. It's a weird thing. It's weird that it's not... balanced. It's not balanced at all. You have a dominant eye too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and
だからそのまあ人間は赤ちゃんが自分で乳児の時は歩けないから分かんないんだけど、このあのセイウチとかコウモリの場合は赤ちゃんも自分からこうなんとなくお母さんが左の視界に入るような位置に常にこういる。
And this is true for all mammals.As far as we know,
no, they don't know that.
But all the animals that they checked out,
no,
just
well, they just thought, that, okay, so like,
but walruses.
人間がそうだねってなって、あ、ゴリラとかチンパンジーとかもそうだね。あ、じゃあ霊長類はそうなんだねってなってて。
Can't we just Google images? Google a gorilla holding a baby, and it should just come up.
I don't think it's that simple.
No, it is, because you just look at pictures of gorillas holding babies.
Okay, I mean, like, okay, maybe monkeys, yes, maybe, but other animals, like, I don't know. しかもだってたまたまかもしれないしさ。だからこれもすごい何十匹何百匹とかをもうかなりちゃんとモニターして今どっちにいるかみたいなとか。
So, wait, what do they know about walruses exactly?
That they keep their babies on their left side.
So the left side of their body.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or face to face の時も.
Because they don't hold their baby. Right?
Yeah.
Have you seen the split brain experiments or their split brain patients?
Oh yeah, philosophical zombie みたいなやつ.
What's that?
It's like...その脳幹をカットして右と左のコネクションをなくして、
mm-hmm.
でこうなんていうの右目と左目が別々のものを見えるようにした時に、
mm-hmm.
こう右から入ってくる情報が左に伝わらないから自分の右手が何してるかとか自分の左手が何してるかを
It's actually the other way because youreThe left is connected with your right brain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. So, だから分かんなくなるじゃん。ここに見えないか。で、その時に、じゃあ自分っていうのは何なんだろうっていう。
Well, there's actually, the left and right brain want to do different things.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a different, they almost become different people. And so they had, instances where a split brain patient would try to pull up their pants and their left arm is...pulling it up and the right arm is pulling it down and they don't know you know there's some bizarre conflicts that happen but they believe that even in a split brain patient where the brains are not communicating there's still only one mind it's still one consciousness
right I think the その philosophical zombie の thought experiment の質問はまさにそれでその真ん中がなくなっちゃった時にそのどっちが何してるかもわからなくなっちゃった場合にじゃあ自分っていうのは誰なんだろうっていう自分ってものは本当にあるのかなっていうまあ thought experiment
But it's weird to think that in healthy humans that this is always happening, that the left side and the right side are reconciling something. It's almost like some kind of multiple personality issue or schizophrenia or something.
なんか普段そういうふうに脳が二つに分かれてるっていう意識がないもんね、特に。別にそれを実感することがないから。
Yeah. We think more in terms of what I should do and what I want to do. Rather than left brain, right brain. I don't think, you know, like my left brain's evil and my right brain's good or anything like that.
Right.
But I think it's kind of a microcosm of our society. You know, the way that our politics is completely divided left and right. And pretty much everything falls along two sides. And it's because it all comes from a brain that had two sides in the first place.
Mm.
Maybe. Maybe that's bro science.
次。
Jeff Bezos has attained a net worth of $105 billion, according to Bloomberg. Media outlets are stating that he has become the richest primate in all of human history. Bezos is the CEO of Amazon, and he also owns the Washington Post and rocket company Blue Origin.
ブルームバーグによると、アマゾンの CEO ジェフ・ベゾス氏の資産が11兆8000億円に達し、人類史上過去最高の大富豪となりました。ベゾス氏はアマゾンの他にワシントンポスト紙とロケット会社のブルーオリジンを所有しています。これサトシの方が持ってない？そんなことない？
Oh, the Bitcoin founder. Well, we don't really know how many Bitcoins the founder of Bitcoin has.
We do know.
Do we?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so, because he could have just...We don't know who he is, and he could have sold some.
Yeah, but... まあ、もともとどんぐらい持ってたかでもあるよね、数字が。
There's no way to know how much he has now.
I mean, not currently, but...
But you could easily estimate... Well, they must have made some assumptions.
Yeah.
That I'm about to make, but... he may be the richest person on Earth if he...
ただ使えないっていうだけで
held on to all those. But at some point it becomes, you know, what's the point of being richer than this? Like, now you're just wasting time. You might as well just sell those bitcoins.
11兆8000億円
But Bill Gates is worth $92 billion.
Right. あ、そうで、ビル・ゲイツは財団に寄付とかしてるから
Bill Gates has donated more than $60 billion.So if Bill Gates was as greedy as Bezos, that's horrible terms of putting it, but if Bill Gates had not donated any of that money, then he would still be the wealthiest person on earth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know that Jeff Bezos
is greedy. That's 11兆円とか絶対いらないよね。
Well, you don't need $92 billion either, so it's... It's like Bill Gates can donate $60 billion and we'll still be like, you greedy bastard, you're sitting there on $92 billion.
なんかまあ人それぞれいろいろ事情があってライフスタイルも違うし、こう個人個人必要なお金って違うよねっていうのはあるにしても、11兆は絶対いらないで 150% 断定できる。
So some media saying there's a debate about is Jeff Bezos the richest person in all of human history? Some media jumped to this conclusion, and then historians started coming out of the woodwork, dropping some knowledge about history. And while it's difficult to come up with the equivalent wealth because of inflation, and I mean, 1,000 years have gone by, there was Augustus Caesar in Egypt, who was quite wealthy, obviously.He may be number one, but there was also Mansa Musa
誰?
in 1312 in King of Mali. And I think they called him, there's like a bunch of Japanese names, Japanese sounding names that he had, like Keita and like, I don't know what all that's about, but Mali was producing so much gold in 1312. They were producing more gold than like the rest of Earth.
Okay.
And so he just had an absurd amount of gold, when the demand for gold happened to be quite high.
Okay.
So he might be the wealthiest. Hmm. And some people think that Rockefeller may have been the wealthiest, whose wealth adjusted for inflation would be $350 billion. Hmm. But it's like, okay, you have billions and billions of dollars. In 1312, you can't really buy anything, right?
Right. Like private jets and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in some sense...
clearly, I don't know what these people are buying. But.
Right, but in... In some sense, it's
private
like
jet we're is like the we're only like thing I can
we have iPhones, you know.
Yeah,
Mansa Musa never had an iPhone,
right?
You know, so the purchasing power today is right. actually unbelievable.
Right, right, right. So that's all that,
just because of technology.
Yeah, 11兆円.
Yeah, and
I don't know. I'm like. I'm immediately judging him. I'm like, what an asshole.
Oh no, it's like people who drive luxury cars or sports cars. You're just like judging them
like,
so unfairly.
Asshole.
No, this is. You can also say Jeff Bezos has generated the most value in society. Or I guess you'd have to say Bill Gates because he donated. But he made that money legally. If you talk about these other characters, Caesar or even Putin, extremely wealthy people.
Yeah.
Is that legitimate value creation?
Did
Mansa Musa, did Caesar legitimately create that value? Or did he ride around on horseback clubbing people over the head and taking their shit?
Right.
You know, so to generate that kind of value today, in a legal sense, you must be doing a lot of good for people. I've used Amazon. We've used Amazon.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm totally thankful.
There's a lot
for
of
that,
positive.
まああとそのジェフ・ベゾスがこうアマゾン始めた時の最初のオフィスの写真みたいなあるのが有名な。彼がデスクに座ってなんかボロボロのちっちゃい部屋で、
It was like a bookstore.It was like an online bookstore.
で、なんかそれを見ると、わ、本当にこうアメリカンドリームっていうか、あ、ここからここまで来れるっていうのはすごいなっていう、まあ夢はあるけど、でも11兆円はすごすぎるよ。
Well, Andy has the Washington Post.
Yeah, I actually didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I pay...probably too much attention to who owns which media.
Right.
But, and Blue Origin, which is
competing with
SpaceX.
I wonder what it's like to be like, I'm Washington Post, so that's what I'm saying. So, the
threat of slander.
Yeah. しかもそれが main の仕事じゃないわけじゃん。それも副業じゃん。で、彼は別にジャーナリストとかでもないし、メディアのバックグラウンドあるわけでもないじゃん。多分、だからこうなんか どういう気持ちなんかどういう感じなんだろうね想像もできない。
This is one guy that's running Amazon, Washington Post, which is major media entity, and Blue Origin, which is one of the major new space exploration companies.
Yeah.
Amazon may buy the other two. Or however he sorts it out, but this is a lot of power concentrated in one place. I mean, we get, and Amazon's going into advertising now too. I don't know if you saw that, but it's not just Google and Apple anymore. There's a third advertiser. What kind of, you know, we get this kind of ominous, creepy. Idea about these huge mega corporations that are just going to run the world, right?
Yeah.
And it's looking more and more like that. Like we have Apple, Google, Amazon, and and you look at what they're doing, it's like, oh, they're developing AI and drones and backflipping robots and this. And it's like, we've got several umbrella corporations coming out here.
Yeah.
What happens? Do they just keep getting bigger? Do we...
I guess. But then it's kind of nice that they're all somewhat chilling.
That's the perception normal. We have right up until
like they're something. Not like, you know, radical racists or you know what I mean, like
yeah. I mean, they certainly have ideologies that they deploy on their employees, like yeah. the James Damore thing that happened with Google is somewhat disturbing, I think.
Right.
But I think there will be a correction from that, and they don't seem to be as bad as Umbrella Corporation.
Oh my God! Yes.
Right. But they could be. They could be. If we just get like an evil CEO or something, I don't know. It's a lot of power. Yeah. It's good right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it was bad, if it just turned bad somehow, it's pretty scary.
It could easily be Umbrella Corporation.
Yeah, because if Google tomorrow, Google's like, we don't like the Trump thing. We're taking over America. I don't know. Could they? I don't know. Maybe not. They probably mostly just have computers and stuff right now. But they have a lot of crazy technology too.
Yeah. See.
Bioengineers have grown functional human skeletal muscle from induced pluripotent stem cells for the first time. The researchers used iPSC skin cells and grew them with a molecule called PAX7, which triggers the conversion to muscle tissue. The matured muscle tissue contracts in response to electrical stimuli and was even successfully implanted into mice. The paper was published on Tuesday in Nature Communications.
火曜日に学会誌 Nature Communications に掲載された研究で、バイオエンジニアリングの専門チームが史上初めて iPS 細胞を使って人間の筋肉を培養することに成功しました。実験では PAX7 と呼ばれるタンパク質を使い、皮膚の iPS 細胞を筋肉組織に変換しました。できた筋肉は電気刺激に反応して収縮するほか、ネズミへの移植も成功しています。すごいね。どんどんいろんなことができていきますね。
This is the stuff they're doing in those weird labs in the X-Files.
Yeah.
Just growing. You know, they have like some extraterrestrial fetal tissue that they're growing out into a...
Yeah. なんかこう治療とかに使えるだけじゃなくて治験とかその実験とかにも使えるもんね、
mm-hmm.
だからこう今だとネズミにやってそこからまあ人間に行くのにすごい時間かかったりするけどそもそも人間のものを使えればそっちの方が早いわけだしとか、
mm-hmm. They found that these、muscle tissues that they grew were not as strong as、mm-hmm.Natural muscle tissue.
Mm.
They didn't.
Why is that?
They didn't provide any particular explanation as to why.
Huh.
But I mean, can you just grow muscle? Like most muscle tissue, the muscle tissue in the mouse has been used. It's been.
Yeah.
This may just. I don't know if it's atrophy or I don't know what it is exactly. But.
Hmm.
But this is artificial meat.This is a major step towards having morally sound meat.
Steak.
That vegans can munch on.
Yeah. And you can actually morally eat humans, right? With this technology, if you wanted to.
Sure. It doesn't mean I won't question your motives.
Yeah, but isn't it weird? だってさ、今ってその人間の肉を食べちゃいけないっていうかみんなそもそも食べたくもないと思うしそれってこう誰か死んでるからじゃんそれによって、
うん、
でもそれがなかったらさ食べてみたいっていう人もいるんじゃない
Do you think there's something special about it other than it being us?
I don't know.
Doesn't it cause some kind of like mad cow's disease or something if you eat human meat? You go insane.
人間の脳とかは食べるとなんかなるみたいな見たことあるけど肉はあんま聞いたことないから分かんないな、
うん、
なんかなんだプリン体じゃないけどなんかがあってそれは
プリン体
じゃないよね多分でもそういう名前のなんだっけ、まあ、とにかくあんま良くないみたいな、
うん、
でも肉はねあんま関係なさそうだけどね Not that I would eat it I'm totally fine
Do you want to eat human meat, or what? No. Where did this come from?
don't know, it's just like その牛とかもそうじゃん、結局その牛を殺さずして牛の肉だけ育てることができれば、mm-hmm. 環境にもいいし倫理的にもってなると、まあ、人間も同じかなって思っただけ。
I feel like we might go full circle on this thing. It's like, oh, now we can grow meat. And it's like, oh, but it tastes better if the meat was on bones. It's like, okay, we'll grow bones. Oh, it tastes better if the bones were being, you know, moved around by some kind of brain that could condition the meat properly. It's like, okay, we'll grow brains.
And we just and now get, we have a whole cow.
You know what? It's easier if we just let the cows give birth. So, you know? Like,
yeah. No, but yeah.
So what do we want to? What do we really want? Because all the parts of the cow have uses now, right? The yeah. toenails go to Elmer's glue, and the
we want guilt-free.
Like they use all the different parts of the cows now, right?
Yeah.
And so there's demand for all the parts of the cow.
I guess.
And so are we gonna grow? Would the market forces encourage the growing of full-on cows? But with no brain? And does that work?
Hmm.
Or just the part of the brain that sustains living function? So it's like a comatose cow that just autonomously chews things. Or we can put a little robot, a little computer inside of its head, you know? There's just like an iPhone dock in its head. And there's
okay,
an app that
crazy,
runs.
Okay, this is getting crazy,
but... But the mind is what drives us... nuts, right? About killing animals. We don't want it yeah. to suffer. If you replace the brain of a cow with a computer,
yeah. Are we done? I think it's also, it has something to do with this mass production, like mass waste.
That's
you know?
Called economies of scale, though. That's called saving lives.
It's like...
Mass is just because there's so many of us.
普通にこう、なんていうの? And Gable じゃないけど、あの、違う。あの何大草原の小さな家的なこう家族で暮らしてこう豚を一匹殺したやつをもう一年かけて食べるみたいな、
right.
だったらそこまで多分まだなんか、
right. But the,
こういうふうな
トレンドに
はならないけど
I think the numbers show us that the little farmhouse version is much worse for Earth and much worse for us.
Right, I mean because we have so many humans now.
Right? Well, we can't be the problem because we're the ones we're trying to help, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, だからやっぱ肉だけ育て
る。 You see how circular it becomes. Like, yeah. you can't. There's too many humans.
No,
it's
like, no
well,
one has,
you should leave.
No one has the answer, right? Because we've never been in this situation before. Like, we're somehow more and more aware of.Or like becoming more and more empathetic towards other animals and plants mm-hmm. and all kinds of stuff. But then at the same time, there are more and more humans and we need to feed everyone. And
I mean, there's different ways to look at it. I mean, either we can... It feels like we're humanizing animals and plants and therefore we empathize more with them. Or are we simply disenchanting ourselves and saying there's nothing...super miraculous about what the human mind or the human experience is, these animals are almost on the same level as we are. And so with that evaporates our sense of moral justification for killing them. Right?
でもかといってなんかその共感力とか悪いなって思う罪悪感とかももともと組み込まれてるわけじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
なんかそれを無視するのもなかなか難しいわけじゃん。
Yeah.
っていうサイクル。じゃない?多分。
Yeah.
It's all about 技術でどうにか解決できれば一番いい。
Everything dies, I'll die, you'll die. If you're listening to this, you'll probably die. It's about、
probably.
Being appreciative for what we have、
yeah.
while we have it. And I think that's true for what we eat.And that's about as far as I'm sure. And after that, I don't、right. know what the correct moral answers are.
Yeah, なんかその correct とか incorrect とかっていうよりもだから preference だよね、もう。その、
I think that's dangerous.
特にそのもう途上
国。 That's just going to cause an infinitely relativistic...、no one will know what's true anymore, and we won't be able to talk to each other anymore.
でも結局全部そうじゃない。特に先進国において選択肢がいっぱいある中で、別にその目の前のものを食べなくても他にいっぱい選択するものがあって、別に死ぬわけじゃないっていう自分がってなると、もう好みの問題だから、っていうことでしょう。
I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess you can say life is a series of choices.
Right.
Unless you're in the free will camp, no free will camp.
Yeah.
Back to this, the study they actually did, they believe that they can grow muscle from the skin of patients who have various diseases, for example, muscular dystrophy.
Right.
And then because they can't really take the muscle away from someone who has muscular dystrophy.
I mean,
it's the last thing you want to do.
Yeah.
You would grow muscle from their skin cells, and then you would be able to model the disease from that grown sample, grown from their DNA. So, and they're not even involved. So you can do experiments essentially on them and their disease without them having to undergo all of those things, right?
Right, right.
Like, you don't have to repeatedly take, you know, muscle biopsies or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And having just the tissue there living in the lab, I think, provides a lot of opportunities for new research.
そうだね。そうだね。確かにその患者の負担は全然違う。
So this is really great news for people that have certain medical conditions,
right,
like muscular dystrophy or ALS or any
right,
of these.
Right.
There's a bunch of them. But
次。
A professor at Northwestern University working with L'Oreal has L'Oreal has invented a tiny UV sensor that can be installed on your fingernail. The sensor is solar-powered and also monitors your body temperature. The professor, John A. Rogers, and his team have received a $2 million grant from the National Institute of Health for Human Clinical Trials, which began last month.
ノースウェスタン大学のチームとロレアルが共同で爪に装着できる極小の UV センサーを開発しました。センサーはソーラーで動き、体温もモニターします。先月から治験が始まっており、NIH から200万ドルの資金を受けています。これ何の話？何のためのセンサーなの？
It records UV light exposure.
Okay.
And you put it on your fingernail.
Yeah.
And so it can prevent you from getting sunburned. And you wave your phone over it, and if you have the corresponding application, then it can provide you details about your total sun exposure, the intensity of that exposure, give you recommendations for when it's not good to go outside or when it might be less
UV. But you're
UV.
Already outside, right?
Well, it can look at the weather forecast, for example, and tell you, like,
really?
Tomorrow might be, well, in your phone. Your phone just needs the data from the from the sensor to know what your exposure levels are.
Oh, so it's not like they already have this app.
Well, it might be like you got a ton of sun today, and maybe tomorrow it's going to be super sunny, so maybe you don't want to expose yourself to the sun because it will raise your risk for melanoma or some skin cancer.
Right.
Right? So
hmm.
They're pretty proud of how small it is. It's smaller than an M&M. It weighs, I don't know, it's like they said it's lighter than a raindrop. And it just goes on your fingernail.
And it has to be waterproof, right?
Yeah, it's waterproof. It has no moving parts, so it's very unlikely to fail.
取れちゃうみたいな。
Yeah. If it had moving parts, that'd be kind of cool, though. But,
確かになんかこう、なんていうの？今日焼け止め塗り直した方がいいですよみたいな、ビーチとかいるときに、を自動で教えてくれるとありがたいよね。
I wonder if you can put your sunblock on that sensor too, so it just kind of knows what you're doing to your body.
Yeah. そう、なんか塗り忘れちゃうからね。
うん。 Yeah, they're making some really small stuff these days.
Yeah. 今全然なんか UV のこと考えてる季節じゃないけどね、寒すぎて。
Right.
Yeah. でもなんかたまに日中暖かい日あるよね、謎に。
I think it's fairly warm today, right? Like during the day.
Yeah, it's okay today. 夜はめっちゃ寒い時あるけど。
Like I'm just on my balcony in a t-shirt these days during the day.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Well, it's not that. It's really not that cold.
Are you Swedish or something?
Swedish? Do they do that? Just guys with t-shirts on their balcony?
Yeah, like 大学の時にスウェーデンから来てる男の子がいて、真冬でも毎日 T シャツで学校来てた。寒くないのって言ったら、え、別に寒くないみたいな。And I was like, wow, さすがと思ったけど。私は無理だね。
I like to adapt to it though. Like I still don't use my heater, even at night. And usually I'm just wearing a t-shirt and maybe a hoodie.
Yeah.
But it's like when the season first changes, I'm really cold all the time. But by January, aren't you kind of used to it? Like it's not a big deal,
I
right?
I guess. まあうちも夜は何にもつけないけど。昼朝から夜までは床暖つけてる。じゃないとなんか猫が凍え死にそうな顔になってるから、かわいそう。だから床に伸びて寝てるけどね。2018年になったね。知らない間に。
Sounds weird, doesn't it? What's 2018?
え、もうなんか慣れちゃったんだけど、すでに。
So, it's kind of a weird year, no?
Why?
Because we're so close to 2020.
I guess.
Do you know how futuristic 2020 used to sound? Oh my goodness. All the science fiction movies are in the past now. Are there any science fiction movies left in the future?
I don't know.
Because it wasn't Blade Runner. Like, what year was Blade Runner?
Like 19. Oh, like in the story?
It's like 2019, right?
I don't know.
Blade Runner is like next year. With the flying cars and the, the laser umbrellas and the robots.
でもなんか2020っていうのも慣れてきちゃったもん、なんかオリンピックのせいで。あ、はいはい、もうすぐね、みたいな。And I'm already used to 2018.
It's weird how all those predictions were kind of off about the future.
But Elon is trying to make a flying car, right? So...
It's true.
Not entirely
It's
off.
True. If it comes out next year, then Blade Runner will have nailed it.
And, yeah.
You have any predictions for this year? What's going
to
happen?
This year?
Yeah. A lot's going to happen this year, for sure.
I don't know.
Although I have a feeling it's going to be a more positive year than last year.
それは昨年が嫌だったからでしょ。
I mean, I just don't think it's likely that it could be more negative than last year.
Yeah.I'm less stressed out already.
Yeah.
I think it was because of the election and I paid too much attention to it somehow. I'm not even American. Like, what was I thinking? So.
You were fairly worked up about it. I mean, people still are fairly upset about it.
去年の半分はもう考えてなかったから、最後の方は。だからなんか、それでもう別に、なんていうの。すごい。
No, you should be able to consume that information without being...So stressed out about it. That's the ideal, right? I mean, ignorance, yes, you feel comfortable now. That's great. But you want to be able to...
But I have empathy. I have empathy and it's a skill. So,
okay.
And I don't want to turn that off too much, you know? So, だから consume しないでいいならそれでいいかなって感じ。
You feel like you have to turn it off to pay attention to US politics.
Oh, yeah, for sure. そりゃそうでしょ。無理でしょ。
That's what you were implying.
Yeah, so... なんか結構なんか、なんていうの、別にその、そんな、アメリカの人たちみたいな、なんか、ああ、もう最悪の。なんかそういう感じはもうない。
You know what's so hilarious? I saw the... they did that bipartisan meeting...among the lawmakers recently to pass the DACA thing. And they were all joking around. Everyone had the same attitude. Even Trump was sick of it. Trump was sitting up there and he's like, the division in this country and like the hatred, and we're all like just, and everyone in the room agreed. A room of like Republicans and Democrats and Trump sitting right there, and they all agreed that they want to pass this thing, and that everyone's sick of the you know, the partisan politics. And that was refreshing. Yeah. I didn't see that coming. Yeah. So, maybe, but if they don't pass the DACA thing, then we're right back to square one. Right, it's going to be a catastrophe. Right. But there is a renewed sense of hope with this year. I think there is with every year.
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe not as much last year, but
I mean, it depends. 結構そうね。去年はそうだね。なんか。なんだ衝撃みたいな、なんか衝撃みたいなのがいっぱいあったから、その、まあ、社会もそうだし個人的にも衝撃が多かったけど、
It was exciting.
今年はなんか
if last year was a season of a TV show, you'd be like, holy shit.
Yeah, it was not dull for sure, but なんか今年はあんまりだから衝撃がないといいな
I wouldn't bank on that.
おみくじ引いたらね、中吉だったんだよね。だから結構いい感じじゃない。
Yeah.
なんか平和っぽくない。
Just chill out.
なんかさ、今日とか大吉とか来ると、ま、大吉嬉しいけど、なんかこうもうちょっとなんか無難でいいんだけど。
You have too much responsibility.
そうそうそう。
If you get 大吉。
そう、なんかちょ、もうちょっと。
Oh, now I have to really deliver this.
Not no, but like, yeah.おみくじやった？
It was too crowded.
Oh, あれ明治神宮行ったの？
No, I went to a different one near here. I went to multiple jinjos, but I didn't do おみくじ. The one I went to, I think it was closed. I went after it was closed.
あ、時間が何？変な時間に行ったってこと？
Yeah, well, I didn't go on the first, so I went on some.
But it was closed?
It was closed, or I guess they just didn't have it at that particular place.
Huh.
Hmm.
Strange. Okay.
Did you do anything special?
No.
No?
No. おせち食べて。しかもなんか年越しの時また寝てたし。なんか今年だけさ、時差ボケないから起きてられるだろうと思ったら、普通に10時半ぐらいに。ソファーで寝てたで起きたら12時40分だったから、あれもう年越えちゃったみたいな。
Did you watch the countdowns around the world?
No.
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 It's kind of fun to watch them.
あ、そう。
Countdown.
何、ニューヨークとかのやつ？
Yeah, they just go through the time zones, and in America they like to drop stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they drop like a lot of different stuff. Like, they showed, I think in Florida, they dropped like a huge
alligator
shoe or something, huh. Like a heel. And I don't know. It was wild.
なんかすごい寒いらしいね、フロリダ。
Yeah, everywhere is cold.
あの、何？
Everywhere is cold.
イグアナとかが凍って落ちてきてんなって木から。
Iguanas.
でもなんていうの？冷血動物だから別に死んでるわけじゃなくて、こう冬眠みたいになっちゃってるだけで生きてはいるらしいんだけど。
So if you want a pet, you can just kind of go pick one up.
I guess so.
Wait, don't they, won't they starve, or is there, I guess their metabolism so slow when they're frozen that they're, so they're, are they supposed to do that?
I don't know if they're supposed to, but they have that feature in their body, like this. Hibernation function. So it's okay.
We don't really have that, right?
We don't really, Tuka. We don't have it, right?
Yeah, you just kind of... what happens if you get too... You just shiver.
We just and die.
How long does it take? It depends how cold it is, I guess. But
でも結構低体温症ってすぐなるっぽいもんね。でも死んじゃうみたいな。人間はだから、そういうふうにできてない。Anyway. 今年もよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
iPhone Mac iPhone Mac iPad Android でバイリンガルニュース公式アプリから文字起こしのテキストを購入できますので試してみてください。最初の1話目から3話目は無料、 月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安プランもありますので、そちらもチェックお願いします。
お願いします。
単語テスト機能とかいろいろついてるのでぜひ、Facebook、Twitter、Instagram もやってるのでフォローお願いします。終わり。
Yep.
Bye.
以上です。はい。